Good Sunday school this morning. I tell you, we had one class this morning that had seven on roll, had 11 in attendance this morning. That's the Gabriel class with Glenda, and I appreciate those being here this morning, and that's just a real thrill. Also, I was looking at something here in the Tender Hearts class here with Teresa, and they had seven here this morning, and five of them had their Bibles with them. They put that on the report, and there's a place for it, and it'd be good if we all put that on. You know, what soldier would go out to war and not take his sword with him? Amen? That's, I appreciate them showing up, and I appreciate you having their Bibles with them this morning. Appreciate your giving. Started off the year with a good giving this morning, and remind you, all the monies that you give in Sunday school go to the missions. And I appreciate that. And also, we doubled that offering if you back at Christmas, and we're starting to get the letters in. People appreciating that, and they're really thanking you for allowing them to have extra at Christmas time to make their trips Christmas more special. And some of them even use that to enhance other people's Christmas. So it just passed on the diamond line. So it did more than we appreciate you doing that. And you continue to pray for missionaries and continue to pray for Sunday school. If you're not part of Sunday school, we want to invite you to be a part of that. And also this morning, we had visitors this morning, had seven in Sunday school, and there's others that's come in since. And I appreciate you being here and visiting with us today. And if you don't have a place that you worship regularly, I want you to just come and join us anytime here at New Salem Baptist Church. And one other, I have a visitor with me this morning. My grandson's here. John, stand up just a second. John Tees from Denver, Colorado. And yo, John, he flew in last Sunday, and he came by himself all the way over here to be with his grandparents for a week, and we're taking him back this afternoon. But a great thing about John, you know, he's been talking to us. We've been talking about the Lord all week and all, and John wasn't real sure about his salvation. So on January the 1st, on his Nana's birthday, he invited the Lord Jesus into his heart that he'd know for sure he's saved. So he just... I've already had a great year, and it's just getting started. So I just praise the Lord for that this morning.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I have a card addressed to the church, and it says, "Our heartfelt thanks for the food at Thanksgiving and for the help with the heat and everything that you do, but most of all, for caring. I cannot express enough how much it means to me. Thank you so very much. May God bless you." And that is from David and Elaine Capehart. I know most of y'all know them. Used to come to church here, but church helped them out at Thanksgiving. They just want to let you know they sure do appreciate it. Next Sunday, January the 10th, there is going to be a soup luncheon at the Methodist Church. This is a free will donation to help. I think the ladies always take care of that, and they spend that money well through the year. So if you'd like to help them, be right after the service in their fellowship hall next Sunday. And if you want to get involved in the Secret Pal, today is the last day. The basket's still back there. You can fill out your information, drop it in, and then Jake will work his magic next week and have his computer draw you a name, and that's the way it's going to be done this year. So you want to get involved, fill out your information, and put it in the basket. Don mentioned Mary had a birthday, January 1st. Any others? Tony, Bobby, who's got 1 to 6, Terry? We'll stand up here. Well, any anniversaries? Who's that? Is that everybody? All right.
Just birthdays.
Just birthdays.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you.
Rushes would come. If you'd please stand, please remain standing. We'll receive this morning's tithes and offering. Brother Tommy, you ask God's blessing on our offering.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God, for this another opportunity to come back to my house for you. We thank you, dear Lord, for such a wonderful, beautiful day. We thank you, dear God, for the good news we've already heard, dear Lord, about the new year, dear Lord, about people being saved, about the baptizing, dear God. We just thank you for each and everything. And, dear Lord, I pray and ask, dear God, to be with those that are sick, dear Lord. That be thy will, dear Lord, just touch their bodies and heal them. And, dear Lord, if there's one here lost, dear Lord, today that don't know you as their personal Savior, I pray that today would be the day, dear God, that they come to you. And dear Lord, just be with the remainder of this service. And dear God, we still have to give you the praise for each and everything that's accomplished. In Jesus' name, my prayer. Amen.
God, don't come back and tell us, come on. the world turns upside down with homelessness and everything else, and praise God when the king up there. I got the key to heaven. These things is Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
Amen. Amen.
You want to do another verse of that song?
Yeah.
anyone you want to do.
What's your face?
What's yours?
Look at
that.
That's what.
on a hillside so long, long ago. For you and for me, Jesus died, and love's greatest story was told. I love you, I love you, that's what Calvary
thank you.